Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 12, 2023. Keep your intentions pure. Question: when you feel yourself standing before the Creator, you want to share your desire with your friends, with your teacher, and with the whole world. But when I try to formulate it in the form of a prayer, put it in words, or write it on paper, it all seems empty. Why is this happening? Answer: this means that you simply cannot express your thoughts. And there is no need to try, the Creator understands everything, and everything is recorded with Him. You should worry not about this but about having pure intentions in your heart. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 24, 2023. Acknowledging the desire. Spiritual action. Question: if we disseminate to the world what we receive in a lesson, is that a spiritual action? Answer: in general it is included in our bestowal to the world, but in itself this action is not spiritual. It moves us forward, but in fact it is not spiritual because we do not yet have spiritual kelim, vessels. Question: and when we gather as a group and talk about the greatness of the Creator, is this a spiritual action? Answer: that is up to you. But if you gather together with the goal of coming to a common desire, in order to somehow become like the Creator, then this is already a spiritual action. Question: in Rabash's article 2 Discernments in Holiness, it is said, "I will regard you as though you have sanctified me." In other words, by this, you have made it revealed to all that I am holy. What does it mean, as though? Answer: we don't know exactly what it is. But when we try to act like a child who is trying to do something and is helped, then gradually he comes to the point that his actions become meaningful, correct, and for the sake of bestowal. From the first step of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 31, 2023. Writings of Rabash 2 Discernments in Holiness. The drawn sword for the future. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn, that nature will ultimately defeat us and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us. Baal HaSulam, the peace. Question: how do we teach ourselves and other people to be afraid of the drawn sword? After all, a person is not afraid of anything, not the criminal code, the commandments, or the Creator. People do what they want. Answer: yes, we are approaching a state of humanity where people are not afraid of anything at all, and they do not want to take anything into account. There are no restrictions and decrees for them. And if there is, then come what may, the main thing is that I feel good now, and then what will happen will happen. In principle, this is very close to the governance of the Creator. But a person perceives it incorrectly. Question: we have established the fact that people are not afraid of anything, and then it will be even worse. So, what to do? Answer: consciously follow the instructions of the Creator. Is it really not clear? Question: I, who have been studying Kabbalah for 20 years, understand this. But how can we explain it to people? Answer: this is a problem. I have been doing this for 40 years and, you might say, with the same results. But later we will find out from the Creator how He evaluates our work, efforts, and our life in general. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 30, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, the peace. Egoism under control. Question: we are used to receiving some results after we put in an effort. Is the lack of result a result for our ego? Will it agree to make efforts if we keep deceiving it this way? Answer: we are not deceiving it. We are merely working in order to find out what the ego that exists within us is and how we should work with it. This is called help from the opposite. Without it, we will be unable to advance. Egoism needs food and everything depends on how you feed it. Question: but will it agree to exert efforts without result if we know in advance that there will be no result? Answer: this is impossible. You have to make an agreement with it that it will receive some small portion, but it will be under your control. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 18, 2023. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer. Nullify to the Creator. Question: during the day, I often find myself in gratitude to the Creator for everything. How can I understand that this is true gratitude, which does not come from egoism? Answer: continue to approach the Creator, attract Him to you, and move forward more and more, and in the end, you will see that you begin to feel Him and that He takes up more and more space in your world. Comment: but when I start to want something, I understand that my egoism wants it. My response: no, the desire to reveal that the Creator fills the whole world is not necessarily egoism. You want to reveal Him so that your egoism, on the contrary, will be nullified toward Him. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 25, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? The purpose of the mind. One should say about that: they have eyes but they see not. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to man, too. Question: who are these multiple authorities? Is it our physical environment that is far from the truth? Answer: no, it is ourselves, the power of our egoism, which does not allow us to see the truth. Question: what must happen in the mind to understand that there is a single truth? Is there some reason for this definition, or is everything decided only by the Creator? Answer: no, you decide everything when you ask the Creator. This is the purpose of the mind. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 21, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam. What is the measure of faith in the Rav? How can I help a friend justify the Creator? Question: how can I help a friend justify the Creator and accept everything? Answer: give him your own example or the example of others so that he can see that justifying the Creator is our very first action. After this, we can continue to work with him and draw closer to him. But the most important thing is to nullify yourself toward the Creator and approach him on his terms. Question: do I nullify myself precisely toward the Creator or toward the circumstances that he gives? Answer: of course, toward the circumstances. We do not comprehend the Creator himself, we comprehend only those circumstances that he offers us. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 25, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? The advantage of the accelerated path. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily, and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Balhasulam: peace in the world. Question: what are we accelerating every moment? Answer: our development. If we attract light from above, it affects us and develops us. At the same time, the order of development does not change, the speed changes, because if we go in the same direction as the whole general process, then we become involved in it and develop faster. This is called a Kishana, accelerated path. And if we don't go with it, we still develop, but against our will. And it's called Beto when everything has its time. Question: at every moment something happens to us and this leads a person to correction. And what are we speeding up here? Compressing the course of events? Answer: that's right. We are speeding up time. Question: then do these events take place in some other plane? Answer: these events can pass quickly, change us, and put us in a new state every time, and sometimes they can delay us. In general, they help us realize where we are and what we need to do next. It depends on us how correctly we will react to what the Creator does to us. If we reacted correctly to an event, and it shrank to a single moment, then we were able to understand, realize, and include in ourselves all the changes that the Creator wants to make in us. Question: how do we figure it out? He doesn't give instructions. Answer: the Creator gave us a complete instruction, and the simplest one. He says that if you connect with each other, then you move forward on the right road. That is all. What is not clear here? Question: and how is the fact that we connect in a group, in a ten, connected with the event that is happening? Answer: when we connect with each other, we bring the light of the Creator through us to all mankind, especially to those desires and properties that are far from the right creation. And it turns out that the whole world is moving forward. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 20, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam: peace in the world.